Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of the Ben Maller Show, repackaged in the podcast format. Now, a programming note, if you missed the Saturday and Sunday editions of the Fifth Hour, we had a little snafu on that, did not end up getting everywhere it was supposed to get. We did do original shows on Saturday and Sunday, so if you missed any of those, go back and download those podcasts and catch up on that. But as far as this hour, the original Ben Maller radio show, we began with that key matchup, divisional slobber knocker, Ravens against the Steelers, and Baltimore was leading going to the fourth quarter, and then they flopped late as Ben Roethlisberger played a perfect quarter of football. Does that loss say more about John Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson? The Ravens went for two, and on the final play, as it turned out, for their offense, and failed to convert as they end up losing the game. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more right now in our number one. Raven Mad, welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we look for Aladdin's lamp. Where is it? Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bell as we ring the bell all night long. The Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So I had every intention of doing a deep dive on the Sunday night football game. I said, why not? It's the Chiefs and the Broncos, and it's the big made-for-TV matchup. That's the biggest game of the weekend. Television dictates the biggest game, and that is the Sunday night game. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth calling the game. But the fact that this was a boat race situation, and just not good talk radio. Not good talk radio, so we will defer till a later date to talk about the Chiefs beating the Broncos 22-9 in a lackluster Sunday night football game. So our lead to begin the festivities comes out of the Steel City, because that was good. That was a good game. We had a come-from-behind situation, an AFC divisional slobber knocker. The Ravens traveling some 247 miles from Baltimore to Pittsburgh, and there they were. Division rivals, head-to-head, face-to-face, nose-to-nose, eye-to-eye, and if you saw the game, you know what happened. If not, perhaps you were doing some other things. Ben Roethlisberger waking up out of the cemetery for two fourth-quarter touchdown passes, his second fourth-quarter touchdown pass to Diontae Johnson, and the two-point conversion, giving Pittsburgh a 20-13 lead. So less than 2 minutes remaining in the game. And then the Ravens came back. Lamar Jackson leading Baltimore back down, and he converted a touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins with 12 seconds remaining. So you make the call. At this point, it's a 20-19 game. The Steelers leading by one. You have the greatest kicker in NFL history if you're Baltimore, and you have the better roster of players. Do you kick the extra point and tie the game and try your luck in overtime, or do you go for the win? Well, in this situation, John Harbaugh said, you know what? I'm going for the win. Two-point conversion, and no good. And the Steelers hold on for a 20-19 win over the Ravens. So Baltimore drops to 8-4. Pittsburgh improves to 6-5-1 with the win. The Steelers still out of the playoffs here. The better story in the losing locker room. So let us discuss, does the outcome of this game, here's the question, does the outcome of this game, the loss, say more about John Harbaugh and his decision-making or more about Lamar Jackson and his execution? So the arrow is pointing towards Lamar Jackson. In this one, I've got steeplechase, handy downs, and backhanded. And we'll line all of these things up like dominoes. We're going to knock them down. Now, to kick off festivities here, Lamar Jackson, if you look at his report card here, The report card is mixed. There are some A's, there are some B's, there's also some C's and D's on the report card. And just at the end of the game, if you're only going to focus on that and the game deciding plays, he did, on a positive, orchestrate an 8-play, 65-yard drive with a minute 36 to go in the game and took the Ravens down into the end zone and found Sammy Watkins to set up what should have been a game-tying extra point. But then they went for it on the two-point conversion. And this is where the report card starts going the wrong direction. This is where you want to make sure that your parents don't see the report card, because the perfect play call was made. And it was set up right there. Open receiver can waltz in for the game-winning score. Mark Andrews, the tight end, and Lamar Jackson. It's like a trap door opened up and swallowed him up as he failed to complete not a 3-yard pass. That was about a 3-foot pass to his tight end, Mark Andrews, for the 2-point conversion. And he threw it way too far ahead of Andrews. And Andrews, now he did get his hand on it, but it was too far ahead to catch it. And the ball bounced, and that's it. And so the Steelers get the win as the ball sailing like a kite on a kind of a breezy day at the park there in front of Andrews. So game, set, and match. And so continues a disheartening stretch of football from Lamar Jackson. Now, this is taboo, and we bring this up, and nobody else wants to bring this up because he's an MVP. And when you win an MVP, you're allowed to suck for an extended period of time, and people aren't supposed to talk about it. I guess that's the rule. I'm breaking the rule. But in a season designed for what? This was made to be a Lamar Jackson contract push, that he didn't get the forever contract. He didn't get the massive extension, that he is still waiting for that. He's playing out the year here, seeing whether or not his play can sway the Ravens to sign on the dotted line. And here's another opportunity in a contract push that missed it by that much. All right, the steeplechase of the NFL. It's not going where there's a lot of ups and a lot of downs and a lot of hopping and all that, and muddy waters all over the steeplechase. Lamar Jackson has been bedraggled and staggered over the past month and a half. Now, it's not just the eyeball test, it's the numbers as well. And that's my evidence. Let's go to the statistics. The last six games, Lamar Jackson is averaging 6.3 yards per pass attempt, has 8 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. His passer rating is below 75. That's down in the Jared Goff suck out loud, take a ride on the vomit comet. For Lamar Jackson. The numbers of a woozy quarterback, certainly not the kind of statistics that would lead you to want to pay that quarterback with a massive amount of money. And the sacks keep piling up. Lamar Jackson, 7 sacks against the Steelers on Sunday. He's been sacked 24 times over the last 6 games. And it's not like the running game has made up for the lack of the passing game. And if you look at how he's been running the ball over the last 6 games, he's averaging 5.6 yards per carry. He's got over 400 yards, but it's not like, wow, this is making up for all the mistakes in the passing game. That's not it at all. So you've got to think the Ravens right now are not hot and heavy to sign this guy to an extension. And he's losing money by the week and outplayed late in the game by the rotting carcass of Ben Roethlisberger. Blasphemy. That is a football sin, that Ben Roethlisberger outperformed you in the fourth quarter of that game. And it's not like Lamar was terrible in the fourth quarter, but Ben Roethlisberger was better. All right, furthermore, so John Harbaugh, we pivot to John Harbaugh, and he's got some equity in Baltimore, and he showed the world that he knows the Ravens' defense is like a wildfire that is out of control bad, right? You have no containment on the Ravens' defense. It is paper thin, and he wanted no part of having to depend on that defense in overtime. And he said, yeah, I'm going to give the ball. I'm going to trust Lamar Jackson. I'm going to give him the opportunity to win or lose the game. And so the X's and O's part of it whoever called up that play, whoever dialed up the mother of all plays, the play was perfect. The execution was not. But the fact that Mark Andrews was open on that play, the play was there to be made, and John Harbaugh trusted Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson did not deliver in that in that situation. And it's a clear no-confidence vote, though. That's the interesting thing for the Baltimore defense. John Harbaugh's actions, they didn't whisper. They screamed that as a head coach, he knows that piecemeal defense is the weakest link. The Ravens came into the game with the NFL's worst pass defense. They were ranked 32nd in the NFL. And most of this game, though, it was not a problem. Ben Roethlisberger, the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger, showed up late in the game. But think about the decision, though. Harbaugh, he said, I think so little of the handy downs on my defense. And that's really what they are, right? The handy down. It's like wearing underwear that's got holes in it. That's the Ravens defense right now. And he did indicate the loss of Marlon Humphrey from the secondary was the final blow that pushed him over the edge. But you've got the great kicker. You've got the better, supposedly the better quarterback in this game, and you did not want any part of that in an overtime. That is a wow, bumpity bump ago the Ravens. Now, the last thing here. So Mike Tomlin, he had an interesting take after the game, giving the ultimate backhanded compliment to a division rival. Tomlin, when asked whether or not the Steelers were surprised that Baltimore would go for two on the road with Lamar Jackson and with the great kicker and all that. And Tomlin said that he claimed, this might be bravado, that the Ravens, he figured, were going to go for 2 points. Now, why is that? Is it because they were injured? No. No, it's not good. Is it because they didn't trust their kicker? Of course not. No. None of that. Mike Tomlin claimed the reason that the Steelers figured that Baltimore was going to go for it was the A word, analytics. And Tomlin, this is where the backhanded compliment comes in. Tomlin said they, meaning the Ravens, aggressively play analytics. And so from that standpoint, they're predictable. Close quote. Isn't the whole point of analytics to not be predictable? And here's Tomlin saying, you know what? Those idiots over there, they play this analytics so much. And that's a great quote because it's also true in other sports, especially baseball, that as a fan watching these games, when it comes to the analytics, you know the percentages and you know that if the teams go by the book, what they're going to do. And that's what Tomlin was saying, was that John Harbaugh is so obsessed with these analytics that, of course, the Ravens were going to go for two. So, The way that Tomlin stated it, it had nothing to do with the injury, that it wasn't because of Humphrey's injury. It was just that the odds indicate, the data says that you're supposed to go for two in that situation. Talk about a kick to the shins. And Baltimore's so obsessed with the analytics that they have now become easy to read. You might want to walk that back a little bit. The Ravens were only 2 of 5 on two-point conversions entering play on Sunday. They had not attempted one since week 6, so it's been a while. But as for Pittsburgh, the Steelers, now it's great that they got to play the full 4 quarters because they were down 10-3 going into the final stands. And if you had seen this game, if you watched this from pillar to post, Ben Roethlisberger was not only a quarterback, he was garbage for 75% of this game. But all of that is forgotten because he woke up like the phoenix rising from the ashes in the fourth quarter. And Roethlisberger had, I believe it was 107 yards passing going to the fourth quarter. The Steelers had 3 points. He then puts up a perfect passer rating in the fourth quarter, 129 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 9 out of 10, as he was matriculating the ball down the field, averaged almost 13 yards per attempt. And so the Steelers back over 500. They get some help. Cincinnati lost, but Cincinnati's going to have to keep losing because the Steelers lost both games to Cincinnati. Pittsburgh plays at Minnesota on Thursday. Mike Tomlin's team is the last team out of the postseason in the American Football Conference. And Tomlin also had some fun poking the NFL insiders. There was that report over the weekend, a breathless report from Adam Schefter that Ben Roethlisberger is planning to retire after the season, which I think has been pretty well documented, but it was reported as new news. So very, very exciting. Unless it's not very exciting. Anyway, let's hear from the participants. We'll hear from John Harbaugh, the man, the myth, the legend. Here's John Harbaugh, who loves the rivalry.
Great rivalry. I have a lot of respect for them and what they do. So they won, and they deserved it.
Okay, that was a by-the-book sports cliche-filled soundbite. Here's another one from John Harbaugh. Here's the question and the answer, and I think I gave this one away, but here's Harbaugh commenting on the decision to go for two at the end of the game.
What went into the decision-making to go for two instead of just kicking?
Try to win the game right there. We were pretty much out of corners, you know, at that point in time, so an opportunity to try to win the game right there.
So he says that, but Ben Roethlisberger had played against everyone and been terrible against everyone until the fourth quarter. It's like, didn't Marlon Humphrey get hurt in the second quarter? I thought he got hurt earlier in the game. It wasn't until the fourth quarter that all hell broke loose and the Ravens couldn't cover anyone. Here's Lamar Jackson, who had it, missed him by this much. He had a receiver, the tight end Andrews, open for the game-winning score, and here's Lamar on that.
Or rap to him, I just put it on his chest. You know, I couldn't do that just because, you know, T.J. Watt got range. You know, he's a long guy. But, you know, I just had to throw around him and try to make something happen. That's all. And we just came up short.
There you go. Blame it on T.J. Watt. Not my fault. T.J. Watt, blame him. It's his fault. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can join us here. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Hope all is well with you over the long weekend. The long, well, it wasn't really that long, but it felt like a long weekend until I came back here. And now I guess the weekend's completely over. Anyway, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And a quiet weekend for some, but not all. If you are in the Aaron Rodgers rumor business, it was a busy weekend for Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Alexis nuts roasting on an open fire. Doc Mike sipping on some pee. Angry Bill gets a cheap little thrill from Tammy in Montana. Don't you know? Everybody knows the callers to the Maller Show. Help to make the season bright. Each and every one are a bundle of fun. You'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And I'm live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Ben Maller.
And so, weed man hippies, just a memory.
Oh, he is. I barely remember him. It's been so long. I wonder what happened.
Who?
It's a holiday music. Gotta get in the spirit of the holidays. Pass the eggnog. So the final night of Hanukkah. Holiday season rolling on. So the Aaron Rodgers.
Who sang that song, Ben? Who sang that song?
What's that?
Who sang that song just now?
You don't know who sang that song? What's wrong with you?
If I knew, I wouldn't be asking.
It's It's Mr. PC, man. That's a legend. It's all time. Mr. PC is a machine, that guy. And we do have exciting news, though, also. The latest holiday music from Jay Scoop. I believe we'll debut that tomorrow. I don't want to take away from the NFL tonight, but we'll have that tomorrow.
Nice.
Jay Scoop sending in a holiday song, I assume, with just Josh, but I'm not sure. Might be just Jay Scoop. But we will have that coming up tomorrow. Something to look forward to. The Burner account writes in, says, that's a good job by you, Benjamin, going with another game rather than the Chiefs-Broncos in the opening monologue. But I think the appropriate game should have been the Detroit Kitties game. A little schadenfreude would have been right on time. So why don't we congratulate the Vikings for being the worst in the NFL. We will address the Minnesota Vikings coming up later. And Mike Zimmer and the Vikings with an unbelievable, he's a defensive guy. And very bold of him to run the prevent defense at the end of the game, a throwback. Especially at the end there when like Jared Goff, it's akin to in baseball when you play the infield up and they claim in baseball that a 265 hitter becomes a 365 hitter. Well, in the NFL, a quarterback, if you put all the defensive backs in the very back or the middle of the end zone, the odds of quarterback success go way, way, way up, and that's exactly what happened there for the Lions as they get the win. Point out, we did pick the Lions plus the points in the Benny versus the Penny segment last week. JD in KC says, Benjamin, as I stated before, running quarterbacks are no good in the NFL. Lamar Jackson is garbage. The city of Baltimore is garbage. Good luck with that. And to the AFC West, daddy's home, KC, until the casket drops, baby, from JD in KC. The running quarterback thing, it's a nice bonus, but the most important part of it is throwing the ball. The running stuff's extra gravy, but you don't need extra gravy. You need the main event, and the main event is throwing the ball. That's the thing. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll take your calls now at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We'll start it out with a man who is completely blind. He is Blind Scott in Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, actually, Weed Man's still around. When I was with Ed and Christina on Thursday, we talked to him. He's still functioning. You can get a hold of him on Facebook if you want to talk to him. But
who?
Yeah, Weed Man Hippie. Dude, I took Ed and Christina around Boston. They walk so slow, Ed and Christina. We couldn't even get to like more than like two blocks, but it was really fun getting together with them.
For those that don't know, now, Blind Scott, you got to give the full story. Now, Ed and Christina from Spokane, very prominent Northwest members of the Maryland Militia, traveling up and down I-95. They started out in, I think they started in Maine, I believe. They were in
Portland, Maine, and then they came to Massachusetts, and right now they're probably in Pennsylvania. They're trying to meet up with people from the militia. They're all over the place, these people. Christina kind of runs the show. And Ed's like the muscle, you know what I mean? And they're a really great couple. He was so disappointed about the Ben Maller Awards. He's still talking about those. You know?
Still bitter. Well, and you know, in retrospect, the fact that he showed up to a Black Lives Matter rally chanting my name does deserve some kind of award. It's a clear oversight by the voting committee. That's a bad job by them. So how slow were they walking, Blind Scott? Because all you do is wander around the streets of Boston, you and Dylan. You're a speed walker, and they're more leisurely. They're more for like a Sunday walk kind of thing.
Yeah, they could barely keep up with me, and they had to walk so slow. And then we had to examine the menu at every restaurant because he had to find the right price for the right restaurant to go to. I picked up the tab anyways. I understand they have like a really long trip. He brought like $10,000 for his trip. He's going to get married and everything. It was a good time. They're really good people. You know, like we were saying, these Maryland Militia people, they seem like maniacs on the phone and on Twitter, but when you meet them in person, they're just unbelievably great people.
And the salt of the earth is what they are.
Yeah.
They're God's gift to society. Society would be much better off if we had more Maryland Militia people. And very down to earth, off the radio, right? Courteous, respectful, decent, hardworking people.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next day after I did that good deed, I fell down the stairs to the train station, like 70 stairs. I did like a barrel roll down the stairs. It was pretty crazy. That's like the craziest thing that ever happened to me.
Well, so, no, it's like, not I'm the craziest thing that ever happened to you. We have audio of the craziest thing that ever happened to you.
Sat on the toilet with a plunger in it the other day.
That's the craziest thing that ever happened. Many people fall down the stairs. Not many people can say they sat on a toilet with a plunger in it. So you've already accomplished that with your frankness and candor on the show. You've accomplished that. Now, what happened to Dylan when you do a barrel roll down the stairs? Does Dylan go flying with you? What happened?
No. He brought me to the stairs to the train station, and I didn't want to take the train. I was trying to make up all that lost walking time from hanging out with Den and Christina the next day. And he brought me to an open staircase, and I didn't know it was there. So I tried to hustle him up, so I jumped in front of him. And as I stepped in front of him, I stepped off a cliff down some stairs, so I let his leash go. Yeah, and I went tumbling face first. I didn't hit my head, luckily, but Dylan came running down to get me, and then some police officer helped me up the stairs. And Dylan was shaking. He was so scared. Dylan thinks it's his fault when something like that happens, but that happens to blind people all the time, actually. They fall off the train platform, off loading docks and downstairs. That's a regular occurrence for blind people. That's what they told me when I brought it up.
Oh, I got you. All right, well, you're no worse for the wear, though. You're here and you're calling in. So, all right, thank you.
Did you tell Dylan it wasn't his fault?
Well, no, it wasn't Dylan's fault. He stopped at the top of the stairs.
Did you let him know that, though?
Yeah, he knows that. Right. Yeah, you got to love them. Yeah, you got to always love these dogs after they work, because they work so hard. You got to reward them all the time.
Yeah, all right. I got to go. Thank you, though. It's Blind Scott.
I sit down when I pee.
What a power meeting that was. Blind Scott, Ed in Spokane.
It was a very normal call from Blind Scott.
Yeah, it was weird.
Scott, huh?
That was
subdued.
Weird.
Subdued. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Is he on his meds or something? Does he take meds? I don't know.
A polite society there. Good manners from Blind Scott. He didn't yell at you.
He didn't yell at anybody. I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Acted with decorum all of a sudden. What happened? Our Blind Scott is growing up. Look at that. Unbelievable.
I don't know about that.
No?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and get back to the calls here, talking all things football and the Aaron Rodgers scuttlebutt over the weekend. So Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers not playing this weekend, but Rodgers' name popped up in the gossip mill over the football weekend. Reports bouncing around the echo chamber of football conversation that Aaron Rodgers, after this season, leaving Green Bay, more chatter about that, and that in 2022, he has his eye on the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2022. And I like the weasel terminology of the report that I saw over the weekend. They said that Rodgers going to Pittsburgh is, quote, heating up, close quote. How the F is it heating up? Let me ask you that. It's not the middle, but it's getting in a home stretch of the NFL season. Green Bay has an opportunity at the number one overall seed here, depending on how things play out down the home stretch in the NFL. So how is any kind of movement being made? Serious, like a serious question. How is any kind of movement? It's a total bullcrap story, but... You know, it's good. You get a little tension, throw it out there, throwing pasta against the wall, seeing if anything sticks. That's what you got to do. All right, let's go to Jennifer, who's in Battle Creek, Michigan. That is a city famous for breakfast. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ben, Eddie, and crew.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome. How can we help you?
Well, I'm happy the Lions finally won a game, But now, are they going to get in trouble for not going for the extra point? Because I heard on Andy Furman's show yesterday that, well, there could be a fine. I'm trying to remember.
The answer is no. They're not gonna take the win away from the Lions. Okay.
They'll be scolded. Take the win away. I was just saying, on the show that was on around 4 p.m., they said that
never heard of.
They could get fined. They said that they could end up.
As I understand it, it's on the officials, right? The Lions saying they don't want to try the extra point, it's the officials' job to make them attempt the extra point. So if the officials didn't do their job, then the officials are the ones that should be reprimanded and not the Lions. Now, are they going to put a rule in? I don't think they will because of gambling, but I know in baseball now they got rid of the intentional walk where they used to have to throw the four pitches outside, and every once in a while one of the throws would sail over the catcher's head to the backstop, and it was very embarrassing. Now they don't even do that. They say, all right, automatic, go down to first. I don't think they'll do that in football because it messes up the gambling lines and the over-under totals and all that, if you start having teams say, oh, I don't even want to try the extra point if their kicker gets hurt or something like that. So I don't think they'll do that. Right. But no, the officials are the ones that are in trouble.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that because if they knew what they were doing.
Now hold on a second. Can you hit the cough button next time you have to cough? Is there a cough button on the phone, Jennifer? Can you hit the cough button?
I don't have a cough button. I can...
You don't have a mute button on your phone? You can't mute and use that as your cough button? Oh,
I can,
my God. What is going on with you here? Do you need medicine? Do we need to give you some medicine here?
I'm about over my cold, so...
May I recommend raw garlic? Can I recommend raw garlic as a suggestion?
I probably won't like the taste of it.
Well, no, nobody likes the taste of medicine, but it's natural medicine. It's raw garlic.
I take cough medicine, and I've got cough drops. After I get off the phone, I will take a cough drop.
All right. I'm concerned about your health here, Jennifer.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Anything else? Is that it? You good? No Red Wings talk? We're okay with that? All right. I got to go. But thank you. Our friend Jennifer, and she told us one of the great moments in recent show history, she explained that one of her friends there does not enjoy breakfast. But Jennifer lives in Battle Creek, which is where, when I think of the birthplace of breakfast in America, Battle Creek, Michigan is the city that I think of. That's the place I think of. Anyway, here's the Who Am I game. This is where we pretend to be somebody else and hopefully cut the mustard here. Here we go. So Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert has 18 career games with at least 2 touchdown passes. He surpassed me for the second most such games by a player in the first 2 seasons in NFL history. Only Hall of Famer Dan Marino has more. Again, Justin Herbert of the Chargers in that game against Cincinnati. That was his 18th career game with at least 2 touchdown passes, and that surpasses me for the second most such games by a player in his first 2 seasons in NFL history. Only the Hall of Famer Dan Marino had more in their first 2 seasons. Who am I? That is the question. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, the weather in Maine is frightful, but the boys are so delightful. If you got no place to go, you can go to the Ben Maller Show. Oh, the phones are always hopping with those calling kooks that popping. Whenever you're feeling low, you can go to the Ben Maller Show.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And you're tired of all that bragging. There's no need of feeling low. You can go to the Ben, you can go to the Ben, you can go to the Ben Maller Show.
Who am I game? And here we go. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, 18 career games with at least two touchdown passes, surpassing me for the second most such games by a player in his first two seasons in NFL history. Only Pro Football Hall of Famer Dan Marino has more. This portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by Discover. Exceptionally Common Sense, brought to you by Discover as well. And let's see, does anyone have the right answer? We'll go page down here, page down. Viper Dante says the answer is not Pat White. Well, that is correct. It is not Pat White. That is accurate. Who else do we have? Page down here. Otto Van Bismarck, guessed by David in Seattle, who knows where all the good restaurants are. Sage Rosenfels from Malibu Reuben. Jeff Blake, tossed out by Double O Mexican in San Diego. Mr. Nice Guy going with the Rabbi Eric Cartman as his answer. Midnight Walker going with Viking legend Gino Toretta as his selection. Tony Banks of the St. Louis Rams, guessed by the late night drug tester. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota is going with Norm Van Brocklin. Jason in Denver says it's Peyton Manning. Rob in Minnesota going with Jeff Driscoll as the selection. Alf the Alien Opiner says it's Mayor Parker the Snow Dog with Koopa Loop in the matching jersey. That is the correct answer. A Sam Mayday Malone, guessed by Illinois Ted, as his answer. Who else? Page down, page down. Robbie the Mariner fan says the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl is the answer. Do you have an answer there, Eddie?
Yes, the answer is former Tennessee Titans star quarterback Jake Locker.
Jake Locker, fine first-round selection. That is incorrect. The correct answer is not Brock Lesnar, guessed by just Josh, but it is Derek Carr of the Las Vegas Raiders. Back in his Oakland Raider days, Derek Carr, 17 games his first 2 years combined. That leads us into the NBA Pick'em, and the first pick quickly goes to Eddie.
Well, quickly is a problem.
Hurry up!
Hold on a second. Let me pull up the schedule.
Oh,
here.
My God, Eddie!
let's go with, let's see, how about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Roberto!
What's all that noise?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Coop.
Joel Embiid.
Nikola Jokic, and I'll take DeMontis Sabonis. Coop.
I will go with Trae Young.
Oh, my God. Eddie.
Steph Curry.
Clint Capella.
DeMar DeRozan.
Eddie.
Damian Lillard. Ayton.